Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Okay, I don't know what is happening, but yesterday we talked about the protein shakes being recalled. We talked about the frozen pizzas being recalled. Now today, we're talking about the Capri Sun juice being recalled. I know, it's the Capri Sun Wild Cherry. The Kraft Heinz product is recalling thousands of the flavored juice pouches after just some cleaning solution contaminated them. Oh, okay. Yeah, the Wild Cherry products with the June 25th, 2023 best when used by date on them shouldn't be used. You should return them for a full refund. So apparently consumers were complaining about the taste and the company went, whoa, wait, what? Really? Yeah. Don't poke into any of the cherry Capri Suns for a bit. We're going to go ahead and just try to wrangle them in. If cleaning solutions didn't make it in, it was totally, inadvertent. I mean, if the cleaning solution did make it in, it was totally inadvertent. Really? So we thought someone would have to think that you did it on purpose? Okay. I mean, holy cow. So 5,760 cases of Capri Sun that they say might be contaminated with that cleaning solution. Sure, people were complaining about it. Sure, if it happened, it was inadvertent. We didn't mean it. Okay. And then we find out that we're going to have a problem with spaghetti sauce because there's going to be a tomato shortage. Wait, what? Yes, it's going to be a problem with for tomato sauce and canned tomatoes. And so be ready for that and be ready for, price increases on that. Oh, okay. I feel like this should lead me right into a commercial on purchasing food products for in case we run out of food. But they don't advertise on this show. So, welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I mean, as long as we're talking about food, if you're looking for, a part-time gig, a side hustle, Trader Joe's is looking for someone who will taste all their pumpkin spice products. They want to hire someone who can help taste and evaluate all the fall-inspired pumpkin palooza foods at Trader Joe's. They're going to give you $1,000 and a $500 Trader Joe's gift card if you're selected as the pumpkin spice pundit. So you can go to their website and apply if you want to become the pumpkin spice pundit for Trader Joe's. I mean, you get $1,000 and a $500 gift card, but you got to go around and eat all that pumpkin spice, apple cider. I don't know. After a couple days, you might find yourself thinking, maybe not. And then I see where Snoop Dogg has started selling his own new cereal. Now, it isn't out yet, but it's I know, it's Snoop Loops. More marshmallows, according to the box. It's the multigrain product that's going to be released through Snoop Dogg's brand Brodus Foods, which already has breakfast items such as oatmeal and pancake mix through its Mama Snoop's line. Man, I didn't know that I could get a Mama Snoop pancake mix, but now that I do. According to Master P, Snoop Loops will be the best tasting cereal in the game. Now, it doesn't have a designated release date yet, but man, we can look forward to Snoop Loops for sure. Now, apparently, also Snoop Dogg, while he's, you know, hawking oatmeal and Mama's pancake mix, he also sells wine and weed. So good for Snoop Dogg. Good for Snoop Dogg. And we have this. Can we stop with the ice cream flavors? I mean, ice cream is not meant to taste like ketchup or mayonnaise. And now we have Miller High Life's new ice cream, which, you know, is going to have their, you know, ice cream tasting like Miller beer. Ugh, I don't know. I mean, I know we have the mac and cheese ice cream and the Grey Poupon ice cream and the French's ketchup iced pops. Ugh. And IKEA has the meatball candle and Burger in the Park candle from Shake Shack. That might actually smell good. And McDonald's, that's good. If you burn the Shake Shack's Burger in the Park candle, all you're going to want to do is just go to Shake Shack. McDonald's 6-candle quarter pounder set. Ugh. And so now you get to have the Miller High Life ice cream dive bars. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, just please stop. And, you know, speaking of food, someone who has eaten too much of it, oh, you know, along with myself, apparently we have another story of someone being fat shamed at a theme park, and they're upset, and who lets their employees treat people this way? And after this experience, I hid behind a garbage can and just sobbed. So this girl was at Cedar Point, which is in Ohio, which is just below Michigan, which I've been to Cedar Point multiple times, describes itself as a must-do experience for anyone visiting Ohio. The park features 70 rides, from the family-friendly Snake River Expedition to the adrenaline-pumping roller coasters like Steel Vengeance and Millennium Force. And it has live shows and, you know, dining and everything. I mean, it's a theme park. And so apparently there's a girl that got on a roller coaster and was told, yeah, you don't fit. Now, I've talked about having to take the walk of shame myself. You try to fit. You think you're going to fit. They claim they have a fat guy seat up front. They put you in it and they do everything they can to shove that thing tight because all they got to do is hear the click. I mean, you might not be able to breathe. You might have organ parts coming out of your rear end when that thing clicks in, but you're going on that ride. And they just push that bar down and they just wait to hear the click. But if you don't hear the click, you got to go out. Yeah, you're out. Have a nice day. And I've taken the walk of shame. We're like, yeah, we're not doing it. It doesn't click. He's too fat. He's too big. And they walk you past everybody else that's just sitting waiting for the ride to go. And they're pissed at you because you're holding up the ride. And they're just telling their kids, don't worry, it will be going in a second as soon as they get this fat guy off the platform. And so that's just the way it is. That's part of theme park living when you're overweight. That's why we've talked about it before. That's why they put the seats down in the front of the rides now. So when you look at them as you're walking up to the ride, you're like, yeah, no, I can't fit in that seat. You guys go ahead. I'll be over at the snack bar. I mean, that's what happens. Look, it's safety first, right? You got to hear the click. That's what happened in Orlando with the young kid. It didn't click, and he died. You can't do it. You got to click. And so she claimed she was singled out. Other guests reportedly being bigger than her on the same ride. No, I find that hard to believe because if they got the click, they're not bigger than you, okay? They may appear to be bigger than you, but maybe they're bigger than you, you know, from the shoulders up, but from where they have to get the click on the waist, they're thinner than you. I don't know, but I'm just saying that if you don't get the click, you don't get the ride. You can quote me on that. You don't get the click, you don't get the ride. And if you don't get the ride, you get the walk of shame, the fat shame walk. Now, I don't know how I doubt very much that the employees said, yeah, she's too fat. We got her, can't be on the ride. Hold up. We can't take off yet. We got another fat one. I doubt that happened. I doubt they were just like, man, it doesn't work. We can't get you to click. You got to go. You got to leave the platform. You got to get off the ride and walk back out. And so it's the fat shaming walk. But I realize that it's, you know, it's sad and depressing. But if you can't get the click, you don't get the ride. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So we talked about it a little bit last week, I think, about Walmart Plus or Walmart being in talks with some of the streaming services, and it's official now. Paramount has agreed to provide subscribers to Walmart's premium service access to its streaming service. And I'm sure that it's the Paramount Plus with commercials. That's what I have through my cell phone company. I get a free Paramount Plus subscription, you know, with commercials. It's almost not worth it, but okay. I mean, I settle for it because I've got enough streaming services. Okay, so if I have to watch something on Paramount, which I do, you know, I sit through the commercials, which is kind of agonizing. But so they're happy. We know Walmart Plus is providing members a real value in their everyday, from grocery shopping to filling up their tank and more. Oh, that's great. So users will get access to Paramount Plus starting in September, no additional cost. It's Walmart Plus subscriptions are $98 a year, $12.99 a month. And so they're happy. They have something to offer. They think they're keeping up with Amazon's Prime service is that. If you have Walmart Plus, you get free shipping, faster checkout, cheaper gas from Walmart gas stations. That's the one thing that kind of ticks me off about the Walmart Plus is that I don't know how much. If you have a Walmart Plus card, please let me know. Email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. Or, you know, tweet me at JeffyJFR or Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. YouTube, Chewing the Fat at with Jeff Fisher, whatever. Cameo me at JeffyJFR. So I want to know, what is the discount at the Walmart gas stations, the Murphy stations, if any at all, or if it has to be a specific Walmart gas station, or because they allow you to use the Walmart Plus card at Sam's Club, which really ticks me off because I spend extra money to have a Sam's Club membership, and I don't want Walmart Plus members, you know, hogging the line. Go to Murphy's, get a deal there. But if you, the Sam's Club gas should be specifically for Sam's Club members. That's just my belief. And I've actually sent emails when they ask how our service was and everything to them. They haven't responded to me. I know, weird. So according to this, Walmart Plus has 32 million members right now. And, you know, Amazon Prime's right now says they have 172 million members. It's a tad more than 32 million. Now, the Prime is tough because you get the shopping and you get the video streaming service, right? I have a feeling that's going to break soon. And that's going to be very disheartening because they keep raising the price of Prime, of Amazon Prime membership. And so I think at a point, they're going to have to break it up. And they're just going to say, yep, the streaming is separate. And if you want the goods and services, that's separate as well. So we'll see. I don't want that to happen. I mean, I kind of like the way it is. But I have a feeling that that is going to happen. I see where HBO Max has laid off about 70 people as part of the workforce reduction following the Warner Media Discovery merger. Oh, gosh darn it. I mean, everyone knew that was going to happen, right? And I see where season 2 of Depp Heard is fastly approaching. I know. So Amber Heard has hired new lawyers for the Johnny Depp trial verdict appeal. Oh, okay. So she's replacing most of her legal team and leaning into the Constitution, is she, as she prepares to appeal the multi-million dollar defamation verdict award to Johnny Depp. I mean, that last trial hurt her bad, made her look terrible. So according to her new attorneys, we welcome the opportunity to represent Ms. Heard, do you? And in this appeal, and as it is a case with important First Amendment implications for every American. Oh, okay. The judgment against Ms. Heard and reaffirm the fundamental principles of freedom of speech. Okay. All right, sure, no problem. Johnny was ready to move on. I mean, he's touring with Beck, doing concerts. He's now going to return to directing. He's joining forces with Al Pacino to do some Italian artist biopic. He's returning. Let's see, what's he doing? His directorial debut as making behind the camera with Al Pacino, co-producing the project titled Mogdagalani, which is about the Italian artist Amadeo Modigliani. I love Amadeo Modigliani.
Amorphophallus.
I don't think that's the way he pronounces it. So the movie is set to begin production in Europe in 2023. They don't have a cast yet. I mean, he did, Johnny Depp, did direct himself and Marlon Brando in the 1997 The Brave. Depp is working, man. He's out there working. He's filming a movie right now in France. Some love affair between King Louis and Jean du Barry. All right, that's set to premiere in France in 2023. He renewed his multi-million-dollar deal with Dior for Sausage. Oh, no, wait, that's mine. His is Sauvage. And so Johnny is moving on. He's back to work. Let's go. And Amber is still crying in her beer. So, all right, whatever you say, Amber, if you got to keep it in the courts, keep it in the courts, but good luck, because it's not looking good for you. And jury selection begins in the R. Kelly child pornography and obstruction trial. Currently, he is serving 30 years on separate sex trafficking and racketeering charges. So things are looking good in the life of R. Kelly. And I feel like I keep seeing this story, and I don't know if it's real or not. It says, it's happening. LGB dropped the T. Keeps trending. And according to this, gay activists are turning on the transgender activists. Wow. Was it real? It's not going to be LGBTQIA+ anymore. I mean, according to this... Hashtag LGB drop the T. The T hitched a ride a few years back, invited itself for dinner, and is trying to make out like it's always lived here. It didn't. Pride marches, protests, and LGB rights happened without the T. I remember. I was there. I also remember the T wasn't. LGBT or LGB drop the T. No thanks, I'm gay, the G part, which means I exclusively like men, not women who think they're men. Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not looking good for the trans movement. That's for sure. I mean, I realize that the T has been there for a while, but according to this article, transgenderism relies entirely upon the non-existence of a gender binary, assuming a sliding scale of gender identity that denies there even is such a thing as truly male or truly female. Needless to say, there can be no gay man if there's no such thing as a man. There can be no lesbian if there's no such thing as a woman. Beyond just that, the transgender movement has brought excess cultural baggage that involves the erasure of sex distinctions in athletics, public locker rooms, bathrooms, dressing rooms, the denial of biological realities, coining of pretend pronouns with bizarre sounding names like Zer, Mix, and Z, and even the attempted normalization of age and inappropriate drag performances for children. None of that has anything to do with the original objectives, intents, and purposes of the lesbian, gay, and even bisexual equality movement. And it seems as though there is a growing and increasingly vocal contingent of those individuals who have had enough. LGB, drop the T. We didn't sign on for this. We don't want kids groomed. Not wanting men in our spaces or to have sex with certain genitalia does not make us transphobes. We promised it wasn't the slippery slope they feared. You took advantage of our goodwill. It's gone too far. Wow. Okay. Hashtag LGB, drop the T. Doesn't say anything about the IA plus, though. So we'll see.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. Who died today? Who died today? Well, 45 years ago today, for those of you listening live, the 16th of August, 2022, in 1977, in Graceland, Tennessee, Elvis Presley, the king, died. I know, it's been 45 years since the king died. Rest in peace, Elvis Aaron Presley. You can go back and listen to a Chewing the Fat episode 697 with interviewed Sally Hodel about her book Elvis, Destined to Die Young. Fascinating book, fascinating interview. I should talk to Sally again about her thoughts on the movie, because the movie was really fun. It was a fun ride, I thought. But it's been 45 years since the king is passed away, if you believe that he's passed away. So Elvis Aaron Presley, dead. Rest in peace, Elvis. Rest in peace. Also, in Who Died Today? 88-year-old Nancy A. Becker in Sun City, Hilton Head, South Carolina, apparently was gardening near the pond when she slipped into the water. That was a mistake, because the 9-foot-8-inch male alligator decided to kill Nancy. And so, rest in peace, Nancy. Apparently, the gator killed her, but then, I don't know. I mean, he was standing guard next to the body. He didn't drag her into the water. I mean, Nancy just didn't disappear. Apparently, the gator was just standing guard beside a human body near the pond. And so people showed up and said, hey, Nancy, all right? Yeah, Nancy's not moving. She's dead. So they removed the gator, and they took him in for questioning. And the gator, I guess, admitted to his crime, because then they had to put him down. Not sure if it only took that one shot, but, you know, I'm sure that it was fine. So Sun City Hilton Head covers 5,725 acres, 1,500 of which are open land and wetlands. So there are 200 ponds and lagoons. So you have to keep an eye out. I mean, I lived in Florida for a long time. I know, it's a surprise. I never talk about it. If you're out by the pond, my in-laws had a house right by an inland pond like that. And gators show up. And you're just out there mowing the lawn, and you see those eyes pop up. Boop. And they're just waiting. They're waiting for the little puppy dog, the little cat, or you to come toward the edge of the lake or the pond. Because they just show up, man. If there's water, a gator will show up. That's a fact. So this is the fourth confirmed fatal alligator attack in the United States this year, the second in South Carolina. They had a guy back in June killed near a retention pond out there by Myrtle Beach. So, you know, normally they say, oh, alligator attacks, they're rare, especially fatal ones, they're rare. Alligators have a natural fear for humans. They have a natural fear for humans until they don't. And so just beware when you're out and about. We used to walk this one park in Seminole, and they had the walkway, you know, the walk path through the back of the park. And it was Lake Seminole, the park was on, but inside the park was this, you know, swampland. And wherever there's water, gators will show up, and they're there. And you're out walking along that little pathway, and you just see those two eyes, boop, come up out of the water, man. I love them. I love them. That's why Gatorland is one of the best places in the country. It's in Kissimmee, Florida, technically. But it's right there on the border of Orlando and Kissimmee. Gatorland. If you want to go have some fun with gators, go to Gatorland. This is an unpaid commercial. So remember the lady, speaking of animal attacks, that got gored by the bison at Custer State Park in South Dakota? I mean, this was a couple of months ago now. And so apparently she has was left partially paralyzed after being gored by the bison. I mean, she's lucky to be alive, right? I mean, the bison tossed her 15 feet in the air. She was hiking. She was left bleeding. The bison charged one of its horns, pierced her thigh, severing a femoral artery, damaging nerves in her lower leg between the thighs. The attack, the animal, 6 feet, not weigh 2,000 pounds, stood near the backpacker's head until her friend managed to lead it away and called for emergency services. She said, I remember feeling the pressure on my hip being pushed back, and I remember the sensation of flying in the air and going head over heels. Oof. The bison stuck around and his hooves were right over my head. I remember them being like right there by my head. Woof. Okay. It's a surreal experience. Yeah, no kidding. So they've launched a GoFundMe page to help her out, and I hope that she gets all the help that she needs, because the daughter's paralysis and severe nerve damage, she is seriously lucky to be alive. But don't mess with the bison, okay? I know you're worried about the gators in the swamps, but if you're going to the national parks, stay away from the bison. I was just looking at a photo of some lady that was out taking pictures with her friends, and the bisons are, you know, blocking horns against each other, and they keep getting closer against the two bison as the bison are, you know, duking it out on the street, and the tourists are walking closer to the two bison. I just wanted the two bison to stop, turn around, and just go, you know something, if you come any closer with that camera, I'm going to take my bison horn and ram it right up your ass. Apparently the video stopped before that happened. And I see where you need to be careful, especially you females, but I mean, this is a male thing too. I see where a Mississippi woman, while having sex with her husband, popped the aorta. She said she almost died during orgasm when the sex position popped my aorta. You don't want that. You do not want to achieve the big O and pop the big A. Now, you don't even want to pop the big A and pop the big A, if you get my meaning. So she was having, taking care of business with the husband, and she felt a pop in her chest, radiation in her back. Oof, not good. And so they rushed her to the hospital. She had stabbing chest pains, 10 out of 10. Now, according to this, she didn't have to, they did it without surgery. They got her through it without surgery, which is awesome. Apparently a tear often begins as the aorta is weakened over time. The erosion is typically caused by high blood pressure. She claims that she had past history of hypertension. She was 45 years old, admitted to approximately a 17-year history of tobacco abuse. I love how it's abuse now, stating she currently smoked 6 to 7 cigarettes a day. No one smokes 6 to 7 cigarettes a day. Sorry, it just doesn't happen. Maybe if she quit and she was sneaking back to smoking again, maybe. Maybe. Had she quit for a while and then she decided that she was going to start smoking again? Because I quit a few times in my life before the last time when, the last time is the last time. And, you end up smoking one and you think, that's good. I'm not going to start smoking again. And then a little bit later in the day, you smoke another one. And so you're up to 6 or 7 cigarettes in 2 or 3 days. And then you're back to a pack, pack and a half, a couple packs a day. It's amazing to me to think about smoking 20. I mean, there's 20 in a pack, smoking 20 cigarettes a day. Oof. Sounds good, actually. Wow. Oh, Better Call Saul. Speaking of smoking cigarettes, Better Call Saul ended last night. Very sad. That's who died today, too. Better Call Saul. The final episode was last night. It was really, it was sad to see the show go, but it was nice. They got to end it with saying goodbye and thank you. And the main characters were all saying goodbye. It was awesome. And you got to see Jimmy and what's her face? Kim. Saul and Kim. You got to see them share a cigarette at the end in jail. It was awesome. And those are the cigarettes that look so good. At the end of the night, when they would have a beer and share a cigarette, oh my gosh, those cigarettes always looked so good. But it was a farewell to a Better Call Saul with the finale last night. And it's over. Goodbye. Have a nice day. All wrapped up in a bow. Everybody's happy. Anyway, popping the A during the O. It's known as acute aortic syndrome, or AAS. It's on the spectrum of severe life-threatening diseases. Wow. If left untreated, an aortic rip can lead to death and on average has instantly killed 40% of sufferers, according to the research. So be careful out there. Men have a 2.1 higher incidence of developing AAS, and the peak of age diagnosis is later adulthood, around the age of 65 years of age. So the risk of sudden cardiac death also shows similar patterns, with an incidence reported in men noted during personal business, sexual interaction with business, prostitutes, and extramarital sexual activity. Oh, so if you're sneaking around taking care of business by yourself, or you're hooking up with somebody you paid for, or you're cheating on your spouse, the chances of you popping an A while you're trying to get an O increase. You can quote me on that. So I was looking at this little quiz that online. I mean, I'm fascinated by geography and where things are. And the quiz is they give you 6 things, and they give you whether it's a U.S. states or countries, and you have to figure out whether they share a border or not. And so, like Brazil and Argentina, yes, of course they shall share a border. North Dakota and Wyoming. No, they do not. I know, they're close. I mean, you think about North Dakota and Wyoming. Do they share a border? They don't, though. They don't. Russia and North Korea. You want to say no, but they do. They have a small portion of, I think it's maritime border. It's the same as another one on this list. But it's mostly China, the North Korean border, but there is a part of Russia there, too. Florida and Mississippi. No. Duh. Iran and Afghanistan. Yes. Duh. And New York and Rhode Island. I mean, they have a maritime border. Because I would say, no, I don't think so. But I guess they have some kind of maritime border, which is what I think Russia and North Korea have, too, is a small area that's possibly a maritime border. I didn't look at a map, but I'm pretty sure that's where it is, because it's mostly China. I thought it was just China. So they claim here that it's that they do share a border. So there you have it. It was just a fascinating little side note for me on geography. Another thing I saw online this morning, well, everything I saw was online this morning since I use computers, but this one is a picture of a wind-powered ship. We've got this giant ship, and it's got these giant sails, right? And it's talking about this wind-powered cargo ship is set to change the way we ship the goods across oceans. The model is very practical and is looking at a possible launch in 2024. And then underneath it is a comment, wind-powered ships, what a time to be alive. And that just made me laugh because haven't we been using wind-powered ships since the freaking Vikings? I mean, it's not that big a deal, and it seems stupid. It seems like, why would we do that when we have fuel? Oh, that's right. Climate change. Never mind. Yeah, that same climate change had my power bill go up double over the summer, but wind-powered ships will save us. Oh, and I'd like to, you know, I hope she's doing well. Jill Biden, wife of Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, has just tested positive for COVID-19. I see where the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, has tested positive for COVID-19. I see where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has tested positive for a second time this year with COVID-19. I mean, just think how many times he could have been infected had he not been vaccinated. I mean, these people are all quadruple vaccinated, boosted. It's incredible. And they continue to get COVID-19. Does it do any good at all? The United Kingdom just became the first country to approve the use of an updated coronavirus booster shot. Oh, good. Yay. The regulators have greenlit Moderna's latest vaccine, the two-shot regimen available to those 50 and over in early fall in the UK. They will target both the original virus as well as the Omicron variants. So that's good. I mean, clinical trials of the new booster showed strong immune responses to both strains with mild side effects. Did it? Yeah, I know. Look, the original booster shots continue to fortify against severe disease. But, you know, we've got this. So this response to two different antigens will become available. Man, I just can't worry. I know the U.S. has ordered 66 million doses of the new vaccine as it awaits approval ahead of a planned fall booster campaign. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait for the fall booster campaign, because all these people that are telling you to get quadruple vaccinated and boosted, and, you know, it's just, I guess they're just thankful at how bad it could have been had they not been quadruple vaccinated. So, you know, there's that. Then I see, speaking of the pox is still in the news. Two men in France have now given monkeypox to their dog. I know. Going from animal to man and man to animal. Okay. I mean, the dog was given the test and it came back positive for monkeypox, and it was the same strain as the two men. One age 44 with HIV and the other age 27 without came to a Paris hospital with skin lesions and were diagnosed with monkeypox. Genetic sequencing of the dog's virus found that the men could be the exact matches. The two men who lived together but had variety of sexual partners said they shared a sleeping space with the dog at night. Yeah, so the dog climbed into bed at night and got the virus. I mean, it's not, I mean, I know everyone wants, oh, God, these guys are doing it with their dog, but I doubt it. The CDC has also not recommended that gay and bisexual men limit the number of sexual partners to reduce the spreading of monkeypox. Good. I know the World Health Organization has made those recommendations, but I mean, it's a public health emergency, but whatever you do, you don't need to reduce the risk of spreading monkeypox by reducing the number of your sexual partners. That can't happen. Okay, don't do that, whatever you do. What are the numbers on monkeypox today? Wow, we have 11,890 total confirmed monkeypox orthopox virus cases in the United States as of the recording right now. Holy cow. Who's number one? Who's coming in at number one? California has just under 2,000. Illinois has 830. Oh, New York has 2,376. So New York, California, Texas has 992. It's looking like New York, California. Where was Florida in there? Florida has 1,000 to 1,085. But phew, I mean, New York and California are just bustling. They're just busting out with the pox. And don't forget, the WHO wants to rename monkeypox because of the they want to avoid discrimination and stigmatization. Oh, okay, no problem. Gotcha. I mean, I see where the actor Charles Harris. I don't know if you've seen the video or not. It is hilarious that he posted on Instagram. And he said, you know, be safe out there, y'all. Monkeypox is real. And he has a mask on his face. And then he pulls the mask off and he comes out, looks like a chimp. A chimp isn't a monkey. Okay, Charles, I just want you to know that. It is hilarious. And, I mean, no one else could get away with that. No one white could get away with that, but it's really funny that Charles did it. He took a lot of heat. A lot of the comments on his Instagram post were mad at him. I thought it was hilarious. I know that and of course, you know, there are some people out there, OMG, you need your account suspended. No, he doesn't. He's just making fun and having a joke. So shut up. The monkeypox is real, y'all. Any way we can get information out there so that people don't get the pox is important, no matter how it's done. Don't pox me, bro.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.